For McCunn Specialty Firearms, this is Chris Parks being joined by Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer Grant Jelly with another week of the Conservation Report here on KJAN. Good morning to you, Grant.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, it is springtime. Doesn't feel like it yet, but we're going to get there here eventually. We've kind of had a little bad run of weather here with things just kind of being dreary and cold, and hopefully eventually we're going to turn that around. It does sound like temperature is going to be a little bit better here this weekend as we're airing this, start to get in the right direction, and that'll start to give us an opportunity to get back outdoors. And one of those first things that'll be coming up here is the youth turkey season is right upon us.
Yeah, you know, we are kind of experiencing a typical Midwest spring where, you know, it's 20 degrees one day and maybe 50 or 60 the next, but you know, this weather pattern has really kind of held off turkey activity. You know, usually this time of year you'll start to see turkeys, the flocks are starting to break up a little bit more, become a little bit smaller, but this year, since we've got cold weather and we've had some snow here and there, turkeys are still kind of hanging out in those winter flocks, which are just big groups of turkeys. And as the weather warms and they start to think more about breeding, they will begin to break up into the smaller groups. You'll see jakes in groups. You'll see hens start to disperse a little bit. And then, of course, the gobblers will be out strutting in fields. And haven't seen a whole lot of that just yet. But as we get a little bit warmer, they'll start to think about doing that thing, and hopefully things are kind of in motion by next weekend when we have our resident-only youth turkey season here this spring. The dates for that will be Friday, April 8th through Sunday, April 10th. Great opportunity to get kids out and get them kind of involved or introduced to turkey hunting before the regular season kicks off. A few reminders about youth season is that I always encourage people, if they're going to be taking a youth hunter, to go out and purchase that youth season prior, that youth tag prior to youth season, because that gives them really a lot of flexibility. When they purchase that tag before season or during season, if they don't successfully harvest a bird during that youth-only season, then that tag is available to be used during any of the remaining seasons after that. Now, if they don't get a chance to get out during youth season and they never purchase that tag, then they will be essentially have to go by the season dates as an adult hunter would, and they'll have to pick a season. So by buying that youth tag, there's a lot of flexibility there. Even if you don't think you're going to hunt that youth season, I still encourage people to buy it, because you know, it really gives you a month plus of options there that you can choose to go out. Hopefully the weather cooperates a little bit. We always like to see, you know, warmer temperatures with little to no wind. I'm hoping that that's the case. But make sure that if you are assisting a youth hunter and you're an adult hunter, 18 years of age or older, that you are properly licensed yourself. And what that means is you're going to have a hunting and habitat license if you're required to have those. And then you're going to have a valid turkey tag for one of the following seasons as well. So by assisting that hunter, that youth hunter, you're going to have a turkey tag as well if you're going to be doing any type of calling or essentially taking them out there and acting as the mentor. You'll be required to be properly licensed. Always a good chance or good reminder to practice some safety principles with those youngsters. We want to make sure that we're positively identifying our target. Especially if we're out on public land, we want to use extra precautions with turkey decoys. Make sure that if we're moving around and doing some calling, that we're wearing some orange, or even throwing on an orange cap can really, you know, help kind of let other hunters know where you're at. So keep that in mind. This youth season is for hunters younger than 16 years old on the day they purchase their license. So, you know, if they purchase that license, let's say this weekend, and they're younger than 16 and their birth date is opening day and they turn 16, that youth tag will still be valid for them. So just some things to keep in mind and hope that everybody is out there actively looking for a young hunter as we speak, Chris.
Yeah, good reminders there. And like you said, a great way always to get youth interested and involved in the outdoors. I know you've said that multiple times. It's one of your favorite seasons and favorite ways to get youngsters involved because it's a little bit more active and kind of keeps their attention a little bit better.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, my best advice to give to a mentor is if the weather's going to be, you know, terribly cold, terribly windy, you don't have to hunt that youth season just because it's for the youth kids. I always try to make the experience enjoyable, and if that means, you know, picking and choosing your better weather days where the kids are going to be more comfortable, the odds of them seeing or hearing turkeys is much better. And, you know, nobody wants their first hunt to be something where they froze to death or they just weren't comfortable out there doing it. So, you know, if they go out for an hour or half an hour and they suddenly get cold and it's no longer enjoyable for them, call the hunt. You know, go in, try it another day, go out that afternoon. Just, I've been guilty of that myself where you try to push a kid like you would hunt yourself, and sometimes it really makes for an unpleasant day for them. So just use some sense there and try to focus on them enjoying the experience.
Certainly. Well, with the same kind of a thought here with the breeding season upon us for birds, there's some other things that you'll run into out there in the great outdoors as well. It's starting to become nesting season for a lot of bird populations. Of course, songbirds will get into that. I do a little bit of that myself with the bluebirds over at Lake Anita, and it's that time to get those boxes and things cleaned out and ready and make sure you're starting to monitor those things now. If folks do that in their yards, good reminder to get that, get after that and get those ready to go and start paying attention to that. I know we talked last time too about there's been some instances with avian flu situations throughout the state, and there's been some folks that have run into some unique situations where a number of birds have died in the same location, and of course DNR wants to know about those situations when you run into them. So now that we're getting folks back out there for those turkey seasons, they might start to run into some more things in the great outdoors, and I guess that's just a good reminder if you do run into something really unique out there to pass that word along.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I guess Our best advice or kind of our stance right now is if you're coming across birds, particularly waterfowl, that are behaving abnormally, you know, maybe swimming in circles or they're just kind of lethargic, do not go out there and pick these birds up and encounter them. You know, the best thing that we can do at that point is just to let Mother Nature take its course, because we don't want to try to help those birds by getting them to a rehabber, and then that rehabber's facility is basically contaminated with that virus. So it's something that we are seeing, seems like, more often, but I think we're just better educated nowadays on the different viruses and diseases that can be pretty prevalent in our wildlife here in Iowa. So as always, let us know, but you know, just use some common sense if you encounter those things.
Yeah, that's a good reminder to be safe with it as well. Also, another thing that's kind of unique here, and there's one location in Iowa where you really get a chance to see this with a breeding bird population that puts on a little bit of a show, there's a small prairie chicken population, and they've got an event coming up here soon that folks can stop by and check out.
Yeah, this is something that, you know, if you're wanting to experience something that is unique to only one area in Iowa, on April 9th at sunrise down at Kellerton at the Grand River Grassland area, they'll be having the Prairie Chicken viewing day again. And this is something that is pretty unique. It's been a collaboration with Iowa and Kansas and Missouri. And what we've done is we have trapped and relocated some of those birds to the Kellerton area where the habitat is good there for them. And we suspect that our population is between 100 and 150 greater prairie chickens on that area. You know, it's something that these are birds that used to be widespread across Iowa. And as things changed and habitat changed. We've seen them extirpated from the state, but we're trying to get those reestablished there. And then Missouri Department of Conservation down at Dunn Ranch has done the same thing. So we're kind of trying to establish that geographical area where it's best suited for these birds. And they're really a unique bird. I've seen them in Nebraska before where they go out on their leks and the males kind of put on their courtship displays for the hens and dance around, and you can hear them booming. And if it's something that you're wanting to see, that's something that's really unique to Iowa, this is a great opportunity on April 9th. So go to the DNR's website. We've got a lot of information there, but hopefully that's an event that we see lots of people getting out and learning about a unique bird species to Iowa.
Yeah, it's definitely unique, pretty cool stuff. I know a lot of folks that go out and right now are traveling out to Platte River area to see the crane migration. That's always one of the side trips, too, as they go a little bit further north there into the Sandhills area and check out some of those prairie chickens there. So definitely is a unique draw for sure. Also, along those same lines, if you're somebody that subscribes to the Iowa Outdoors magazine, I would encourage you to check it out if you have not. There's a pretty interesting article in there in the last issue that just came out talking about passenger pigeons and the history there, one of the most prevalent birds species that existed in the United States and now are extinct. And it's kind of interesting to hear all about that story. So you hear kind of some of those different stories of conservation efforts over the years. Some of them turn out good, some of them turn out bad. And I'd encourage you to check that out. That was pretty cool little piece there. There are a couple of events coming up I want to throw out there for you. Over at Lake Anita, they've got a spring hike coming up that Ann Rorden will be leading over there on April 8th. That's from 5:30 to 7, and they'll meet at Shelter 5, and just go check out some of the spring sites there at Lake Anita. And then she's also going to be hosting an Earth Day celebration coming up April 24th from 1 to 3, and they'll be making some native pollinator seed balls as part of that event. Something you might want to put on your calendar, too, over in Council Bluffs on May 21st, so I might mention this again, but the DNR, in conjunction with the Lion Energy, are giving residents an opportunity to purchase up to 2 trees per planting address at $25 per tree. So it gets you some trees at a pretty good discounted price, and you can do that. That's going to be May 21st at Harrah's Casino from 8:30 to 10:30 when they'll be doing that, handing those out in Council Bluffs. They are going to have an online register. Order option coming up there soon that you can check out. So hop on the website and find that. And then also with Cass County Conservation, Laura Canning's got some different events will be coming up. She's doing a wildflower walk on April 30th at Pellet Memorial Woods at 9 a.m. that day that you can stop by and check out. And then coming up not too far down the road as well will be the Hitchcock Pioneer Skills Festival that you can stop by and check out. So check out Laura's information for more info on those events. And she's also got registration open for her summer camps, lots of different things for the youth to get involved there. And then also she's got orders open for native plants. Order deadline April 29th to buy some native plants. I think that's always kind of cool. We've done that in our own yard ourselves, and cool to see some of those wild flowers and things that can really help out the wildlife in your neck of the woods. So some cool things coming up here to check out. Starting to become that time of year here, Grant. It'll get much more fun here in the outdoors very soon.
Yeah, it will be. Fish will start biting a little bit more predictable, and we'll start to see things green up here eventually one of these days, I'm convinced. But, if you have any questions or any concerns about anything, be sure to give us a phone call.
All right. Appreciate the information again this week, Grant.
Thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep. That's Grant Jelly, Cassidy Adair County Conservation Officer. I'm Chris Parks. Thanks to McCunn Specialty Firearms for bringing you another week of the Conservation Report.